Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
3 o'clock, good to have you. If you want to hear about NBA corruption, Odyssey.com Rewind. However, that corruption, I want to tell you who the biggest winner was last night. And then Rico has a love story. It's very exciting to me because Rico is actually going to come to my side on something. And it's a question of whether you're ready, people.
Well, it's only fair you came to my side to start the show.
Listen, today is all about compromise. It's bipartisan politics. But I think Pistons were the big winner last night. Hear me out. First and foremost, Cooper Flagg's not going to be in the Eastern Conference. Full stop. He's going to Dallas. Second of all, Giannis won't be staying in the Eastern Conference. He'll be going to San Antonio.
Or Dallas.
No, I truly don't think you can trade Cooper Flagg. Nico would need a military escort.
You don't think he could just walk in and say, no, double down?
No, because look, ultimately, Kyrie's not going to play next year. I don't think you could trade for it. Yep. Look, just work with me.
Go for it.
So, okay, Spurs. Boom, done. Giannis is also leaving. Big winner last night. No, you don't root for it, but guess what? You're a benefactor of it. Jason Tatum's dead. See you in a year and a half. Celtics, by way of Tatum dying, they're done. They do not exist. They are shadows and dust. I think this summer you'll see Jaylen Brown dealt. You'll see one or both of Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday dealt. So the Celtics do not exist. The Cavs are fake as hell. I've been telling you that all year, so whatever. And now the stupid bing-bong Knicks are going to win. They think they're sweet. They won't make the changes necessary. They'll keep that crew together. Guys, here's the deal. The East is wide open. The time is now. Now, I know Rico's going to sell you love, but I want you guys to tell me, do you see it my way? That the East, it is now the Pistons and Orlando. You are the two teams that have the ability to rise and quickly. Now, Orlando has a duo,
right,
with Paolo and Wagner. That duo, healthy, which they were not this year, trumps just Cade. But
you're leaving out Indiana. But I know you don't believe it.
I don't believe in a team that needs to go to 130 to win. But I know you love Halliburton and you're his godfather and the whole thing. You were right on Halliburton.
Different styles. You got to be able to win those types of games as well.
They're goofballs. I don't like their jerseys. So look, I want to know if you believe what took place last night with both the lottery and Jason Tatum's Achilles has sped up the Pistons' timeline. Now, this is where we go full circle, Lion King style. We are going to go right back to where I sold you this pen because Rico saw something last night. It was a bit of an epiphany for you, and it all started with a polo shirt.
Yeah, I was watching the draft, and you know they introduce everybody. Hey, this guy's representing this team. And representing the Pelicans was Zion. And I'm like, wow.
What? You can keep talking.
Oh, I thought you still mean to hold on. Oh, okay.
No.
It was Zion. And I was just like, wow. Zion has gotten into great shape. This is the best I've seen him look ever. I mean, going back to the days of Duke. And I'm like, Zion shed all the baby fat. It's gone. I don't know what the incentive was that the Pelicans put him on to make sure he stayed in
weight. They had him at the lottery, and all you hear about is him getting traded this summer. What was that?
That didn't make any sense, but I don't know. Maybe they were showcasing him because I'm looking at him like, if that guy stays in that shape and can stay healthy, he can absolutely help this Detroit Pistons team. He is the guy that you should go after to bring here. That, because Mike, I kept thinking, like, I like Zion, but man, he's not serious. That looked like a man who was serious about his profession. That looks like a man who was dedicated in what he wants to be in life. He actually knows now, I want to be an NBA player. So I got to look the part. I got to dress the part. I got to be in shape. He was there.
So let's have some fun for a second, because I want to add something to the mix, because that polo shirt has you in your feelings. Now you're coming to my side, because Zion would be cheaper.
He looked like a serious player, and he didn't look like a guy who was being forced to play basketball in New Orleans. He looked like an NBA player.
Or would you rather have Jaylen Brown? What happened with Tatum last night? Jaylen Brown's getting traded.
I would take Zion. I would take Zion because Zion's not going to cost you as much. Jaylen, you got to match that money.
You don't have to match it. Remember, you can trade money into cap. Pistons are one of the only teams that can do that.
True.
Now, yes, Tobias would be a part of that deal for money. The dead body of Fontecchio, money. Figure Celtics would take back 33 and send you 52. But Jaylen Brown is a finals MVP, a 4- or 5-time All-Star, and a perfect Robin to Cade's Batman.
He is. I look at Zion. Zion's going to be cheaper. And I think Zion wants that change of scenery. I think Zion looks like a man who, give me another chance and I'll prove to you I'll be better.
I agree with you. I would go for Zion over JB. Okay. But, people, what do you want? Look, last night to me, you may as well have had a Pistons logo on the screen all night. Cooper Flagg ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Giannis is not going to be in the Eastern Conference. You look at how this played out. Jason Tatum died. The Celtics, that we thought they were going to make alterations, I think the Celtics are going to implode. It's what they have to do.
Yeah, because Achilles is, what, a 6-month, 7-month?
Try 18.
Okay, I'm thinking ACL. Okay, no. Okay,
you're 18. Like him with Tank Dell.
No.
He'll be back in 10 days.
No, because I'm like, wait, one is ACL Achilles. I'm like, one, you can come back. It's going to be probably half a year.
You won't see Jason Tatum until the beginning of the 26-27 season, meaning he's gone all next year. Because the soonest he could come back would be April. Well, what are you kidding me?
Right,
he's not going to play.
Unless he does just enough and the Celtics get the number one pick of the draft.
Sure. 248-539-9797. David, do you agree with me? The Pistons were one of the big winners last night.
What? No.
Unbelievable.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I do
not
agree
with you. We got to get you some more grits.
You know what?
Come on, man. That's the mother of his children. You can't do that.
I still think that the San Antonio Spurs were the biggest winner last night over the Pistons because of what they can now do with getting Giannis.
You know what?
That now trumps what Detroit can do. Detroiters were like, "Oh, let's go get Giannis."
But you weren't getting him.
I agree with you. I do. But now there's not a shot.
He's gone. He ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Cooper Flagg's not in the Eastern Conference.
That helps.
Jason Tatum 6 feet under. You're the big winner. You.
It put a bullet in the fact of thinking that, okay, well, what if you put Giannis with this and that and the other?
It put that bullet in there, yes.
Because, yeah, I think everybody was looking at, oh, my God, Cooper Flagg, he's going to go to the Dallas Mavericks. No, the biggest winner was San Antonio because they have 2 and 14 that they can say, hey, here you go. We'll give you that. We'll give you Castle and somebody else.
But do you believe last night sped up the Pistons' timeline?
It did.
And I do believe that.
You love Zion's polo.
I think the Pelicans kind of were putting him out there and showing people he was in shape. Because they could have sent anybody. But it was like, Zion, you know what? Put on that medium. Go sit up there. Flex. Show off. And let everybody see how serious you are about playing basketball. And then they're expecting the phone to start ringing. And yeah, if Trajan... And we've said, if Trajan knows something, he's been around Zion long enough to know if Zion is worth it or not. And he may be looking like, bruh, I told you, if you went this way, I would try and pick you up. So I would love to see the Pistons go after and bring Zion here.
Good.
You sold me.
No, listen, this is good.
And then
good.
I saw him, and I'm like,
oh, I know.
Whoa.
No, you were like, look, people, it's very simple. We talk about windows, right? We talk about timelines in this town. I want you to argue that what took place last night with the ping pong machine and with Jason Tatum's Achilles detonating, that it doesn't open up your window right now, that you don't have time. You don't want to sit around for 2 or 3 years and percolate. You want to be tactical and you want to make a bold but calculated move, because now I think it is anyone's guess. If you told me right now the Pistons had the number one seed in the East next year, I wouldn't laugh at you, provided they made a move. That's how open the East is. What about Cleveland? Cleveland is the 2015 Hawks. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get a balding point guard for Indiana. That'll just cap it all out for you.
KD to the Pacers, eliminated. 248-539-9797. No, I'll tell you. You know who I'll tell you what. I have a perfect trade candidate for the Pistons. Now, what I need is for you and you, not Kenny, because Kenny would have to Google this player. I just want you guys and the listener, let me sell you this pen. This name has not been put out there. I think he'd be perfect for the Pistons. I mean perfection. And I don't think it would cost you that much. I'll give it to you next.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the people here in a second, but I want to just sell you this pen and you can tell me what you want to do. But I thought the Pistons were a big winner last night. Tatum dying is horrible, but not for you, it's not. He's gone. He will not play next year. He may never be the same player. Rudy Gay tore his Achilles, wasn't the same player. Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles, wasn't the same player. You know, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles, not the same player. Dominique Wilkins, I know it was 30 years ago and technology wasn't as advanced, but Dominique had ended his career. The point I'm making is the Celtics are done as you know it. It has opened up the East. Cooper Flagg is not here. Giannis will be leaving, probably to San Antonio. Pistons are the big winner. So Rico fell in love with Zion and his polo, and Rico just received a missive.
Yeah.
Can't tell you from who, but Rico was not wrong. The Pels were showcasing Zion because they're trading him. But here's what I wanted to say. You know who my favorite Celtic is, and I think he's built to be a Detroit Piston. This is a guy who's a two-time all-defensive player. This is a guy who's clutch as all hell, shoots about 38-39% from three, can play on or off ball, and has zero ego. Makes every smart play. Can draw a charge at one end of the floor and an alley-oop dunk assist on the other. Costs you $28 million a year.
Okay, now who I thought.
Derek White. Derek White in the backcourt with Cade Cunningham is perfection. White can draw the more difficult defensive assignment every night. White can run the offense and get Cade off ball to give Cade a little bit more action into the offense.
And how much?
$28 million a year.
So that means you're giving up on Ivy.
Yeah, but again, Ivy's extension eligible.
No, Mike, I'm just talking this out. You just kind of dropped this in our lap, so no.
I know, and I apologize. But again, it's a player who is signed. Let me just double check. He is signed. You would have 4 years with him. He's just turned 30.
See, that's actually the route that I thought the Trajan was going to go. I'm going to be aggressive, but it won't be the splashy aggressive. It won't be the I'm running out to buy this jersey type of player. It's not going to be the, oh my God, season tickets just went up because we just signed this guy. That falls in that category. Smart play. That's actually pretty brilliant on your end.
You're going to have to get. I'm going to need one of your wings.
Okay.
But my whole point
I'm getting
to
him,
is,
I'll give you Thompson.
I actually wouldn't hate it after watching the Celtics get orbital rammed on the defensive side of the floor all fourth quarter. You know what? David, we could talk. The point I'm making is the Celtics are going to have to do uncomfortable things. So take advantage of it.
Him? Yeah. Jaylen Brown? No.
No, Jaylen needs knee surgery. That's just my personal opinion. David, ticket text. We'll go to the callers.
Someone says, Zion sucks. This is just when they say Miguel Cabrera's in the best shape of his life. He looks great in the spring. No thank you on Zion.
Okay, hold on. Real quick, I just have to do this to defend Rico's honor. A player who averages 24.6, 7.2, 5.3, and shoots 57% from the field. Oh, and is one of the best isolation downhill players in the league. That sucks.
And this isn't a Mickey in the best shape of his life. I don't use that often. He truly was like, wow, Zion got serious. And he looked like an NBA player. So I think people are just saying he sucks because
they don't watch basketball.
And he didn't want to be in New Orleans. We knew that from the day the lottery happened that year. He's just been kind of like, this is a paycheck for him. But I think he sees that light at the end of the tunnel. If he can get a fresh start someplace else, I think whoever takes that chance is going to benefit from that. Okay, you know what? Tell that person, think of Zion as a modern-day version of like a Chauncey Billups, a guy that just everybody wrote off, and then he came to Detroit, and you loved him.
Well, I will tell you this. We get a lot of ticket texts coming in every day during the show, and that was the only one that was against Zion.
Okay. You're just trying to upset me.
No, I wanted to give you the first one. I wanted to get it out of the way.
I just thought last night was a very good night for the Detroit Pistons. And I don't care. Oh, you can't celebrate others' misfortunes. No one's celebrating Jason Tatum's hurt.
It's an opportunity.
But I'm sorry. Life happens.
Right.
Oh, my God. Your boss died, and you got a promotion. What are you going to do?
Right.
I can't accept that because...
You can't benefit because Bob crashed his scooter. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. Bob's dead.
Yeah, the house you really wanted, well, the person who was going to buy it found out they didn't have the money, so I'm calling you.
So my point is, I think it moves the timeline up. I think it's a very exciting time for the Pistons. I don't think doing nothing should be on the table. So that's the conversation. I wanted to throw one creative idea at you. You know I like the Zion thing. It's all risk, all reward.
No, Derek White would also, it would work as well. It would be less splashy. And honestly, I don't think most Pistons fans, they would say, well, Trajan failed. He didn't really do much this offseason. David, if you know who he is, but if you don't, you're expecting big names.
Derek White is a championship winning player. He Not is. Just because he has a ring. I'm telling you, he plays winning ball.
He is, but the fact that we just brought his name up, most people would be like, Derek, that's all that we could get was Derek White?
He was huge for the Spurs when he was there.
David, he has turned into one of the most clutch three-point shooters in the league. A knockdown shooter. What do the Pistons need? Shooting. What do the Pistons need? Perimeter defenders.
You mean aside from Beasley, who, well, he was good, but he disappeared in the series.
Yeah, one guy's made those shots in the finals. The other guy's done it on PlayStation. Let's go to Bob, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on?
Is he Max Clark?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Bobby, what's up, pal?
Well, I'm with you there. I agree with everything you said. I don't really have a whole lot to add, but I will say this.
Yeah.
It's all on Trajan. This is going to tell us a lot about Trajan Langdon and who he is as a general manager. If he wants to just, play small ball and act like we're a small market and do nothing, or if he wants to make like a trade, even for Derek White, you know, the I think Meek Mill in one of his songs had a lyric, scared money don't make no money. You can't play scared.
No. And look, Bob, we like to throw some creative ideas out there. And I think picking the Celtics carcass dry should be on your list. Take advantage of the fallen champion by all means.
Yep, 100%. I want to say one more thing. I know that the Devin Booker trade thing has died down too, and I'm actually so glad that it has, because it has another dimension to this. The one, if you're the Pistons, the one team who cannot acquire Devin Booker were the Magic. If they did, it would have been over. I think they would have been the top team in the East. So that's another development that came out a couple days before the draft lottery. That puts us in an even better position.
Yeah, I think
now that he.
Go ahead.
So what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say I'm with you in that the Magic are one player away from being a real, real problem. And if you're going to say, well, they weren't good this year, their big three played a total of 92 minutes together. Come on, guys.
But I think the Pistons are in a very favorable spot. It's unfortunate what happened. I'd be okay with Derek White, like you said. I'd be okay with Jaylen Brown. I would love Zion though. Zion here.
Yep.
That idea has really. I thought about it. I think I talked to you earlier about how he's gotten injured, and you know I didn't really love it. But the more I think about it, the more I realize Detroit could be great for him, and he could be great for Detroit.
There's the key, Bob. This is a town that's big on second chances. This is a franchise that, whether it was the Bad Boys or whether it was going to work, reclamation projects have been the bedrock of what you've done. A change of scenery. Go look at what it did for Rasheed. Go look at what it did for Chauncey. Go look at what it did for Rip. This is all about cost of acquisition. Okay, if you want to call up and go, I want Giannis, great. Say goodbye to 5 first-round picks. Say goodbye to all your young players. Or here's the clearance rack. Why? There's a high-risk quotient. Mm-hmm. But if it works, you're getting a top 20 player in this league for 30 cents on the dollar. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah. It's a chance. And
I take a swing.
I mean, I already can hear, Mike, if it did happen the second he got injured, it would be the I told you so hotline of see.
I understand that.
Shouldn't guys.
But that's from people who don't have the spinal cord to actually have an opinion of their own. They just wait until something goes sideways and then they moan like a prostitute. I'm not interested. Yes, I'm talking about Wojo. I'm not interested.
I wasn't even.
You don't have
about
any
him.
Opinion about anything, but you'll say, oh, see, I told you he's fat. How's that Chet Holmgren opinion working, Bob?
I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like, you have to. It's okay to be wrong. It's not okay to not have an opinion.
Right. It's a chance. It's a risk. You are a playoff team. You made a gigantic step. Now your next step is not to make the playoffs. That was this year. Make the playoffs. And nobody's angry. Nobody's upset with you. Now you have to look. And as you said, the opportunity is there to be one of the haves in the East, to be one of the top 3 teams so that you have home court advantage and that you can possibly get to play in the NBA Finals again.
Has the Pistons timeline sped up based on what took place last night, both on and off the court? Our answer is yes. We've thrown out a couple ideas. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Straight to the people, Odyssey.com Rewind. We had all of our lottery thoughts, but 3 o'clock we've dedicated it to the Pistons are the big winner. Tatum dying, he ain't going to play all next year, and the Celtics are going to blow themselves up. They're done. Cooper Flagg, not in the East. Giannis, probably to San Antonio. These are all things that help the Pistons. So the question is, should they speed up their timeline? And then, yeah, we had some fun with some ideas. So let's go to Mike on a cell, see where he's at. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, love the show, love the topic, glad to talk to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Derek White, I couldn't agree with you more, Mike, but I just need a second with you, Rico, here, because I want to talk to you and to everybody else that is thinking about Zion. And I just want to look at it from this perspective. Zion is exactly this. Think of the hot girl with all the great curves when you were in high school that you were dying for, that you fooled around with when you were in your senior year, right? Then she gets married, she blows up, and then she gets divorced, and then she goes to Weight Watchers, and she loses a bunch of weight, and you see her out at the club, and you get hooked up with that, and then she's your second wife, and she just blows right up again. His weight is like a roller coaster at Cedar Point with a ton of lower body injuries. You are looking through that guy at rose-colored glasses, man. That is the wrong way to look at him. I would rather wait a year and go after Jaren Jackson 1,000% than go after when his contract is up and not have to pay any assets for a guy with his weight history and a bunch of lower body injuries. Do not fall for the hot girl that's recently lost some weight.
I'm leaving this to Rico. That took a real twist. Microphone.
Mike, I get what you're saying. I'm going to say this. I look at Zion as an opportunity of he never wanted to be there. And if you're the injuries, I understand, but he's gotten himself into shape, and you're going to have to take a chance. And if you wait, that waiting means he may go somewhere else, and that could be the reason why you're not going to go to that next level. You're going to have to risk something in order to get to some place that you haven't been in a long time. It's been over 20 years since they won a title here, the Pistons. So you got to do something. He could be available for you.
Here's the other thing. You brought up Jaren Jackson. This is the problem with bring up name thing. Yes, Jaren Jackson is a defensive player of the year. He's a unicorn 7-footer that hits 3-pointers. All of these things are true. He's going to get an NBA Supermax deal. He will cost you not quite double of Zion, but close. Then there's the whole acquisition cost. I mean, you could start with Ron Holland, Ausar Thompson, Jalen Duren, 5 first-round picks. And before you go, oh, Vlade, bro, Mikal Bridges got 5 firsts. If I'm Memphis, you're trading me everything. Like, it's a blood draw.
And see, that's the thing. With Zion, you don't have to gut your team in order to bring him here. The same was like when people were like talking Kevin Durant. Like, I don't want to see this team gutted because I've seen what teams look like when now you're down to just 2 people and a bunch of tryhards. You're the Lakers. You're all of these teams that the second anything happens, you're out of the playoffs or you're done. So if you could keep everybody and you only got to come off some draft picks and a couple of players who you probably had no long-term interest in anyway, I would make the deal. And yeah, I know everybody's going to be waiting for him to either blow up or get injured. But let me ask you this question. What if he doesn't?
No, you're not allowed to do that. You can only say bad things. Yeah, if he doesn't and he comes here and averages 27-10 and he's the perfect Robin to Cade's Batman and he's an explosive 6'7" open floor demon who in late game can play and operate the offense out high in an isolation basis, get Cade off the ball. Yeah, no, you can't talk about that. Just fat things. Dude, I can't help these people. Right. Like, it's just ultimately...
He would be your guy. You would love him the way you love a whole bunch of other people who may be deemed problems or this or that, but they're your guy.
Just say it. Perfect players don't come here. Learn it. That's it. Yeah. In the NBA, perfect players are not coming to Detroit. They're not. Either the acquisition cost is too high, or when you call, the agent doesn't even say that you called. So here's this alternative. Rico giving you someone who you can afford to get. Here's the risk. Here's the reward. If we're only comping it to, I want Michael Jordan in his prime, then I don't know what to say. Right. Let's go to Ryder and we'll move along. Ryder, what's going on, brother?
Mike, Rico, boys, how we doing?
Good. Hey, man. What's on your mind?
Good. I want to say the Spurs won last night, but the Pistons came in a close second. Let me tell you why. Spurs can obviously get a guy from Giannis. He can get Giannis now, but Pistons, it lowers the acquisition cost of everybody in the Western Conference now with Cooper Flagg going to Dallas. I can go and get Lauri Markkanen at a cheaper price, Devin Booker cheaper price, like you guys are talking Zion. I really like Zion. He's a big isolation guy like you guys are talking about. We need that. But you can also go take some players from the Eastern Conference now. The Celtics got to blow up. I like Derek White. He's a scrappy guy, another ball handler. Come on, who are we going to have to compete with next year? 4 teams. The Pacers, a joke. Cavaliers, another joke. And now we got the Magic who are stepping up. I mean, come on.
No, and I mean, look, you see it the way I do. Bottom line is maybe the East will be competitive, but you're not going to have this brontosaurus at the top of the deal. The Celtics' run is done. And it was probably done even if Tatum didn't blow out. Because, look, if Ryder, I didn't think they were going to win the title this year, but let's say they did. It doesn't change the new ownership isn't writing a $300 million luxury tax, second apron.
Right.
So it just, they're done. And they got their championship. Right. I'm good. Blow it up. The Pistons need to capitalize.
Exactly. And I didn't mean to come off in a harsh way. I'm very passionate about
this. Oh, please. You're fine. Ryder, you're good, man. And like Ryder,
I take 10 calls of you every day.
Yeah, please. No, you're all good with it. But I just think they've got to move their timeline up. We are in a town, Ryder. None of these GMs act with urgency.
Yeah.
I agree. I also want to speak to another point you guys are always talking about, what will happen and what should happen. What should happen is what we're talking about on air right now. What will happen? I think Trajan said it in his press conference. He's going to let the boys develop.
Yep.
I think in his mind, he can get a little more trade value at the deadline for maybe Ivy or maybe Dern.
The problem is the team that's going to get him, he's going to be extension eligible, and you only got him for half the year. Ryder, here's the other problem, and we're up against it, but you're not wrong. Piston fans act as if Durin and Ivy are signed long-term. They're not. They're extension eligible. And I'm not really ready to quadruple or quintuple their salaries. Mm-hmm. So trading one of them is the minimum.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You're going to have to make some changes, and it's going to be somebody that you probably fell in love with, but trust me, you bring in a name. And like I said, I saw Zion and was like, you know what? This guy looks serious.
That polo shirt. There it is. All right, David, hit the music and I'll know what the hell we're doing here with a blitz. What do you got? All right, go ahead.
So let's go through this here. We've been talking about the lottery, some things from it. Let's talk about the different teams here. What I was going to start with was I was going to talk about Dallas, and I was going to say, should there be a conversation here? Well, no. Doesn't need to have that conversation because breaking news here, the Mavericks plan to draft Cooper Flagg, won't even consider trading the number one pick.
And here's why you can't. The way the league is designed now, with the tax aprons, with keeping teams together being an impossibility, here's the other thing. If Kyrie were healthy, you would have a different conversation. He is not going to play next year. So Cooper Flagg is a salary offset. And I know they've got some aging players like Clay and AD. Maybe Cooper Flagg hits the ground running. Mm-hmm. And he can be a sixth man type guy. You can't trade that. I mean, if I ask you to, last 15 years, would Cooper Flagg be the third best prospect? Second best? It'd be Wembanyama, Unibrow. Who else?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe, well, we all thought Zion was going to be better. Cade.
Cooper Flagg is a superior number one overall.
Yes, he is.
It's not one of these drafts where you're like, well, it could be. Right.
This is the guy. And by the way, just turned 18.
Yeah.
You get an extra year of development.
Yeah, you're not saying he's LeBron.
That's right, because he left high school.
Reclassified.
Early. Yeah, you're not going to say he's LeBron, but it's that type of draft where you're like, this is the guy. This is the number one talent in this draft.
I guess the reason why they're doing that, because I thought the same, like, okay, if you want to go for the bird in hand and say, you know what, let's just say you bring Giannis down there, I'm quite sure that whoever, like Milwaukee, would be like, seriously? You want to trade him? Okay, let's talk.
Right, the problem's the salary. And that's just that's a death sentence for Dallas.
Now, the other thing is, I told you this in the break, knowing you're going to be the number one overall pick, would you actually be working out at the NBA Combine?
They Bubble showed wrap. Him shooting. There was a video today. He was shooting shots.
Oh, no, he's going all out in the four-cone drill.
If I'm Dallas, I put an ankle monitor on him, and I put him in house arrest.
You're not kidding. I'm calling his agent. His phone is, hey, stop. We saw that he's done. We're taking him. He's off the clock. I don't care if you got to fake an injury. He's done.
David, go ahead.
Let's move over to number two, San Antonio. They have a choice between Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, but is it really a choice there, or do you trade that pick for possibly Giannis?
This is your Giannis thing.
Yeah.
You have De'Aaron Fox, Wemby, Giannis. If they could find a way to keep Castle in that trade, God bless. This is your trade. This is what you do. That's the team.
Yeah, because I don't think that either Harper or Bailey is going to be that guy that, no, we didn't get Giannis. We got him instead.
You know who they comped Dylan Harper to last night on TV?
Who?
Cade.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you care. I just wanted your opinion.
So then if you're Milwaukee, what are you doing? What are you taking there?
If I'm Milwaukee, I'm taking Dylan Castle.
Harper. Dylan Harper?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm taking Castle from...
Yes. You want Castle in that deal
and
sure.
I probably
yes.
am saying, you know what? I want 14, pick 14 as well.
No, I want 14 picks.
Yes, because you're right. San Antonio has the number two and the number 14th overall selection.
Think about how ridiculous this is, though. You're trading a first ballot Hall of Famer, NBA top 50 all-time player with term on his contract at age 30. And, I got Castle and number two. I need more of more.
Yes, Bob's
of the big names. Now, the other players going there, but these are the ones that Milwaukee can turn around and say, all right, we're going to start our new franchise with these players.
The interesting thing with the number three pick, Philadelphia has the number three pick. They got lucky last night because they were top six protected, and they were projected to be out of the top six. Now they have number three. What do you do with the number three pick there? Because if I'm them, I package it up with Paul George and I get something.
Yeah, you probably end up with Kevin Durant.
I think they would be okay with that.
My thing is this. The players that are there, and I'll lean on Rico for the Ron Harper Jr. deal, but like VJ Edgecombe is a player I watched a lot of. He's undersized. Well, here's your problem. You'd be putting him next to Tyrese Maxey. I mean, that's a great backcourt if you're sophomores in high school.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do there. But would I be using that pick? Probably not.
No, not at all.
But I lean on Rico. If you like Harper, tell me.
No, Harper will probably be number two, so I don't think Philadelphia is going to see him. I think they're going to be looking at Ace Bailey, his teammate, because I would take Harper over Bailey in the heartbeat.
I'd switch the names.
Six, I'm nine, sorry. Yeah.
Rutgers loser B. Sorry, I twisted them up.
Yeah, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper.
Bailey's the big man. He's going to need some size. I mean, he's going to have to work on his body and get things going. If I'm Philly, I'm going to try to move that pick and bring in somebody who's ready right now.
Let's talk about Utah. They fall to number five.
I just
should have been number one overall. Right now, I see a projection of Knipple.
Going Bobby there. Nipples.
But just how do you
sell
this to the fans?
You may as well get hit by a car.
No. Guys, are you serious? We've experienced this for the last 2 years. The day after the draft, all of Detroit is like, how? But we were the worst team. How did we end up with pick four and pick five?
Knipple is built in a lab to play for the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, 6'7".
He's a gym rat. He's all hustle. He's a smart player. I mean, it's not that Knipple's a bad player. It's just, it was the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. And the Jazz got nothing.
It was Wembanyama, and we didn't get him. He went somewhere else.
That was horrible. I did skip over Charlotte. I guess you can always skip over Charlotte.
Do you realize,
there.
Though, Charlotte is the NBA's least successful franchise in the history of the league?
Correct.
They have not picked number one in over 30 years.
It's been 30 years?
19 different teams have selected number one in that same time frame. At that point, do you just close up shop? Like Blockbuster Video.
1991.
Do you just say we're not in the basketball business anymore?
You know what? Page me if you need anything.
You like that?
They had a 14% chance to get it. Haven't had it since 1991, and boom, that happens to them. Come on now.
It happens every year, though.
Yeah, they never get it. They never get a shot at getting it here. Another winner, I guess you can say, Nico Harrison, right? I mean, Nico Harrison just went out there.
Two GMs,
all
got
the
a
jabs,
reprieve.
Yells, everything. Now what happened to all those fans that wanted to get their season ticket money back?
Well, they deserve their season ticket money back for what the organization did.
No, but the funny thing is, now you're going to be reapplying for season tickets and go to the end of the line.
No, but I thought Daryl Morey and Nico, they basically got a get-out-of-jail-free card last night.
Definitely there. A loser here. That they talk about here on this list here is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes,
they had a chance to get another top pick. They didn't, but.
Yeah, but look, they've got 19 first-round picks the next 5 years.
It's not going to hurt them.
It would have been a top 10 pick. The problem is this isn't the NFL. If I go to Rico and I say, hey, I got an unbelievable deal for you. Oh, what do you got? I have pick number 7. Who am I taking? Darkman Jones from Croatia. Where's his picture? Don't have one. It's a silhouette.
Shorten it to mock draft. It'll be Trey Johnson.
Pete Maliacha, or whatever his name is, from Duke.
No, thank you on there. And then another loser, course.
You know what? Maybe I'll get Yakachonis from Illinois. I like him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just like you liked AirPod, and I watched that kid. He can't hit a basket for Golden State. What'd you do to that kid?
Who?
Podziemski.
Oh.
You loved AirPod.
I didn't do anything to him. He's just in a bad spot.
He can't shoot.
He'll be okay.
Finally, the last loser here in another team and another franchise.
The Boston Celtics. When your best player becomes Lieutenant Dan.
I was going to say the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
They should just pack up.
Look, the only thing they have going for them, they are in a long rebuild. They are acquiring young talent. They needed Cooper Flagg desperately to get to the next level and to put someone next to Alexander Sarr. Their problem is they didn't even get the consolation prize of Harper or Bailey. I don't know what you do. I mean, is that a Trey Johnson from Texas? Is that what you do?
Yeah, right now this mock draft has him getting Jeremiah Fears.
Oh, the good Fears.
Yeah, from Oklahoma. Correct.
Yeah, the good one.
The one who didn't get shot.
The one who can shoot.
The one who didn't get shot.
Okay, but that happened 2 years ago.
Okay, you know, you just don't get shot and all of a sudden you're good again.
But what does that have to do with your jump shot?
Okay, I've never been shot, but I'm thinking it's probably a rehab, Mike.
Okay, all right, and everything. All right, fine. Everything's fine. I'm just
saying. Not in Washington, it's not. That is
no, it is definitely not.
That is your NBA lottery blitz.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.